Laudator Jesus Christus, Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Sunday, February the 5th, Pope Francis wraps up his apostolic visit to South Sudan, assuring the people that Jesus knows their suffering and loves them. We hear the hope and expectations of some of the religious present in Juba for the Pope's visit, and young people in South Sudan express their joy and sense of belonging to the Church. In the Vatican, I'm Linda Bordoni. Pope Francis on Sunday wrapped up his apostolic journey to two African nations when he departed from South Sudan, the East African nation that hosted the second leg of his visit. This 40th apostolic journey abroad by the Pope took him first to the Democratic Republic of Congo and then on to South Sudan, where together with the Archbishop of Canterbury and the moderator of the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland, he undertook an ecumenical pilgrimage for peace. Peace was at the centre of his visit to both nations, where the populations continue to suffer conflict, the effects of climate change, exploitation and corruption. He brought with him a message of closeness and support and pleaded with the political leaders to do more for their suffering people. In his last public engagement on Sunday morning, the Pope presided over Mass in the presence of vast crowds gathered in Juba's Djongerang mausoleum. As Deborah Castellano-Luboff reports, he called on the faithful to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world and to never forget Jesus' love for them.
Jesus knows your anguish and the hope you bear in your heart, the joys and struggles that mark your lives, the darkness that assails you, and the faith that, like a song in the night, you raise to heaven. Jesus knows and loves you.
Gesù vi conosce e vi ama.
Pope Francis offered these comforting words in his homily at Mass for South Sudan's faithful in the nation's capital of Juba on Sunday, his final day in the country and of his apostolic journey. The Pope told the crowds, "I have come here to proclaim Jesus and to confirm you in him, for the message of Christ is a message of hope."
Perché l'annuncio di Cristo è annuncio di speranza.
He reminded them that Jesus knows their pain and their hopes and knows and loves each of them personally. The Holy Father then reflected on the Lord's words in today's Gospel according to St. Matthew, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world." Salt, he noted, seasons food and is the unseen ingredient that gives flavor to everything. Without salt, he said, all becomes insipid, tasteless. We see the Beatitudes are the salt of Christian life, the Pope said, noting that if we put the Beatitudes into practice, we will give savor not only to our lives but also to the life of society and the country we live in.
Le beatitudini.
Salt, he noted, does not only bring out flavor, it also has another function, namely preserving food. Salt is a reminder of our basic need to preserve our relationship with God because God is faithful to us and his covenant with us is incorruptible, inviolable, and enduring. As the salt of the earth, we are called to bear witness to the covenant with God with joy and gratitude.
Noi che siamo sale della terra, siamo chiamati a testimoniare l'alleanza con Dio nella gioia.
The Pope thanked those before him for being the salt of the earth and the country. Even faced with grave problems and the blind fury of violence, the Pope said to the faithful of South Sudan, "We Christians are able to make a decisive contribution to changing history. Jesus wants us to be like salt, because without that little pinch, without our little contribution," he said, "everything becomes tasteless." Let us start from the little things, the essential things, not what appears in the history books, but from what changes history. In the name of Jesus and of his Beatitudes, let us lay down the weapons of hatred and revenge, he appealed, in order to take up those of prayer and charity. Turning to "You are the light of the world," he urged the faithful to radiate the light of God. We are being asked then to burn with love, never to let our light be extinguished. This country, so beautiful yet ravaged by violence, he noted, needs the light that each one of you has, or better, the light that each one of you is.
Ha bisogno della luce che ciascuno di voi ha, o meglio, della luce che ognuno di voi è.
I'm Deborah Castellano-Lubov.
Present in Juba for the Pope's visit was clergy and religious leaders from across the African continent. Amongst them, Archbishop Martin Kivuva Musonde of Mombasa, Kenya. He told Vatican Radio that both the church in Kenya and the political leaders of the country are engaged in supporting their South Sudanese neighbours, not only by offering assistance, but by promoting trade and development.
We have worked with them in very unique ways, and more so when we meet as a conference. And the idea is, brothers, don't give up. If you give up on people, then what's going to happen? So the encouragement of funding agencies and typical people to support the people to have food, shelter, medicine. There are congregations now. I know congregations now that have of the sisters who have formed a consortium of congregations and started schools, because after so many years of war, if nobody goes to school, then you are worse off. They've brought them together, they've supported each other, they've walked the path of peace by providing education, providing health care, providing relief. Recently, the president of Kenya, we were in Kitale, and he asked us, the bishops, please try to see what you can do to help our neighbor, South Sudan. He was telling us, please increase their frequency to this kind of a friendship that brings people together. So I can as well stand here and say, I heard him say that to us. I heard him say that to me directly, because being the chair of the conference, I can say our president has a goodwill for you, South Sudan. And I say that to the bishop, I say to the churches, I say that to the individuals who are listening to me. Kenya, we have great possibilities. And opening the country's trade possibly and other means of supporting and exchange of buying and selling, economics and school and health, in this way the country will move faster towards peace. And more so, the leaders, our president who has just left the scene of being the president, Uhuru Kenyatta, he has been given the mission to continue the conversation of the Eastern African possibility.
And that was Archbishop Martin Kivuva Musonde of Mombasa, Kenya, speaking there to Vatican Radio's John Baptist Tumisume in Juba. Pope Francis has repeatedly affirmed the role of women in building peace in South Sudan, appealing to political leaders to empower them and recognize their centrality in community life. He has also thanked the many missionary religious who do so much to bring development and help to the impoverished and war-ravaged nation. Amongst them in South Sudan are members of the Association of Consecrated Women in Eastern and Central Africa. The mission of this association, that includes religious women from 9 English-speaking countries in Africa, is to promote the spirit of collaboration and sharing of spiritual, human, and economic resources and enhance formation and leadership capacity. Sister Rosalia Sakayombo is the president of the association. She spoke to Vatican Radio about the ecumenical importance of the Pope's pilgrimage to the country.
I see the sisters of South Sudan playing a role in this. We know that this country has got different religions, but strife or poverty or dissatisfaction or pain, those are issues that run across the board. They don't take the color or the religion. It cuts across the board. So I would encourage our women, our sisters, because they work with a lot of people in their ministries or apostolates, I would encourage them to take the ecumenical approach. Be builders of the bridges across, because this is the message that the Pope is bringing here, that they need to be one, not to look at who is a Muslim, who is an Anglican, who is a Pentecostal, because that causes division, and where there is division, there is no God, and where there is no God, there is no development. So if they want this peace to be sustainable and be carried into the generations to come, our sisters have a big role to play in approaching life and approaching apostolates in an ecumenical mood or in an ecumenical way.
And that was Sister Rosalia Sakayombo, President of the Association of Consecrated Women in Eastern and Central Africa. Loreto Sister Ola Tracy, the recipient in 2019 of an International Women of Courage Award for her work to promote women's education and prevent child marriages in South Sudan, was also in Juba for the Pope's visit. She led a group of young people who walked some 400 kilometres from Rumbek in central South Sudan to be with the Pope in the capital Juba. She echoes Pope Francis's call to give trust to the young people of the country, the ones who are called to build peace and cohesion.
I think, you know, let's trust our young people, let's encourage our young people, let's let them lead us and guide us, and let's go out and show the world that South Sudan can have peace. Yes, we have problems. Yes, we do still revenge with one another. Yes, we don't understand each other very well. But the more we can connect with one another, the more we can move around to meet one another. This has been one of the amazing things for the young people, is moving into new communities where they were afraid and anxious, and discovering that those new communities receive them even as well as their home communities. So I think let us just open our arms, let us be brothers and sisters, and let's try to be that unity that we are talking about for this visit of the Pope, where we have the motto that all may be one. And that is the dream for all of us here today.
And that was Loreto Sister Ola Tracy speaking to John Baptist Tumisime in Juba. Amongst those young people who walked for peace from Rumbek to Juba were James and Rebecca. They told Vatican Radio of their expectations for Pope Francis's visit.
I'm expecting a lot, actually, about the visit from the Pope, because all these years there has been war in our country here. People are fighting among themselves, and there are no supports among the, you know, like the youth. No one was supporting them, and I expect that when Pope comes here, we shall all together join up, and we build our country, and we'll always be promoting ourselves, and one day, one time, we'll be a peaceful country. So I'm expecting that, and not to only the youth, but to also our leaders.
I don't have too much, because they say too much expectation they kill. I'm happy that he's coming, and particularly with the message of peace, and that is what all South Sudanese are crying for. They're like, we need peace, and if there's someone as old as he is, it's better that all of us listened and expect him to come, and at least we'll have peace and people will understand his words, will understand.
And it was with words of encouragement that Pope Francis departed from Juba this morning at the end of his 40th apostolic journey abroad. You are in my heart. You are in our hearts. You are in the hearts of the Christians around the world, he said. Never lose hope and lose no opportunity to build peace. The papal plane departed from Juba at 11:56 local time, carrying the Pope and over 70 journalists for the return trip to Rome. And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more and on other stories, you can visit our web portal, and you can follow us on Facebook and on Twitter and on Instagram. My thanks go to Gabriele Di Domenico in studio in the Vatican. I'm Linda Bordoni. Bye-bye.